Hit it.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Hello, Michael and Richard.
Wow, you are pumped today, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
You are on bath salts.
You are on
holy
bath salts.
Cow. Dave, I got a serious question, and I want you to answer me honestly.
Okay.
Is this podcast ruining your life? I feel like it might be ruining your life.
Why would that be? Why? What would make you think that?
You know, you say it to me all the time.
Yeah.
Every time you try to interact with someone, they don't see you as a person. They see you as a catchphrase. They say, whatever, Dave. You told us the story of a coworker who you tried to wish a happy birthday to, and you sent him a nice happy birthday text, and what did they respond with?
Whatever, Dave.
Right.
I think that what you have created,
right.
at least here at the radio station, is a it's like an alternate universe.
Right, a hostile work environment
where,
for you.
Where people think that whatever, Dave, is real.
Right.
It's real.
It's just part of the multiverse.
What the hell you think you're doing right now?
Wait, what are we, holograms?
Are we holograms?
It's hard to explain.
Well, and I mean, I'll never forget that story you told me on your great Nana Rieger's deathbed where, with tears in your eyes, you said your final goodbyes and told her how much she meant to you. And then, with her dying breath, she rolls over, looks at you, and says, whatever, Dave. So I don't know. I
just think that this, your vision.
Yeah. It's a monster has gone out of control.
Yeah, I think that I think it's grown exponentially here at the radio station because I get random people that I don't even know who they are.
Right.
And they come up
Dave,
to whatever,
you suck.
Dave.
Right. Yeah. The good news is that there's a lot of people using the catchphrase. The bad news is we have more people bullying Dave than actually listening to the podcast. So I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know if that's bad news.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say it's a win-win each way.
I don't know.
I'm happy about
it. I kind of think that you're happy about this.
I feel like maybe I should destroy what I've built.
I mean, you know, listen, you are the originator of whatever, Dave.
Right.
It is your child.
Your baby.
So, you can do with it what you want. The problem is that I feel that even if you try to destroy it, I feel that it will still live on.
Yeah. Well, Dave, just take solace in this. No matter how bad things get for you, at least you're not a baby right now. It is a terrible time to be a baby. Have you guys seen the news?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, can we just maybe admit that 2020 wasn't necessarily a bad year? That maybe the 2020s are just going to be a dystopian hellscape.
Oh, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm, but here we are. We're 2.5 years into this.
It's been pretty rough.
And just when you think things couldn't get crazier, all of a sudden, one plant goes down and there's no baby food.
Yeah. And they canceled the new Magnum on CBS.
But Tom Selleck?
No. The new Magnum.
Oh, who was supposed to be in the new Magnum?
Oh, it's been on for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not coming back.
That's in
Did
my
you
queue.
Like that show, Richard?
No, not particularly.
Well, you know what? I stand with Magnum, and I will not appear on CBS until this baby food shortage is... it's crazy, man. Like, you need, like, a bingo card to keep track of, like, the dystopian crap that happens next. Like, back in 2020, if you would have said, Mike, in 2022, things won't get better. They'll just be bad in a different way. And you gave me 100 guesses on what people were talking about. Never would I have said that there's not enough baby food out there.
The unpredictability of it.
And there's people out there ripping folks off.
Mm-hmm.
They're
taking advantage of a situation.
They're charging arms and legs for baby formula because they stockpiled. There's people out there selling cans of baby food and shipping them empty with sand.
Stop it, Dave.
So, Dave, your little racket.
It's not me.
Is coming to a
Dave,
close.
Dave, you
it's
suck.
You know, it's interesting. I saw a Facebook post. One of my Facebook friends said that he travels around the state for a job, and he would be willing to go and look in any and all stores to see if he could find any baby food for anybody. Just message him.
Well, that's very nice. And then you got these people out here saying, "Don't make your own baby food." Well, okay, if it's between your kid not having any food, and I've actually looked up baby food recipes. Not that I have a baby. I'm just curious.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry, and you know, I'm suffering too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to relax after a hard day's work with a little Pedialyte. Dip my cookies in it. But you know, you got all these government officials saying, "Oh, well, don't water down that baby formula, and don't make your own baby formula." Okay, so what am I going to do? Feed the kid a hamburger?
Yeah.
Take him to the
It's either that or the kid goes hungry.
Right. And I came across a thread on Reddit from like 4 months ago, before the whole baby food shortage happened, and someone's like,
"Threat."
A thread.
Somebody wanted to do away with you. I don't like the show. Get him off.
Yeah, I don't like the way he treats Dave. And it's very simple. It's water. It's condensed milk, and a whole bunch of people who were born in like the 70s, early 80s are like, "Yeah, I asked my parents about this. They used to make my own baby formula all the time." That's how I was fed. So I don't know. I mean, I know you guys have babies in the family. I don't know if your siblings are struggling here, but it's just asinine that if there's no baby food on the shelf, you tell people not to be self-sufficient. I understand that there's health and safety protocols, and that's why this one plant was shut down, which is crazy to me that you shut down one plant.
Just one plant, yeah.
And it's gone.
Cataclysmic events afterwards.
That sounds like some crap that they make up when like gas prices go up,
right?
You know, so I don't know. I mean, people are going to do what they're going to do, and I'm both fascinated and anxious to see what kind of fresh hell the rest of the 2020s have for us moving forward.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's a terrifying time to be alive, but we should count our blessings, though.
That's true.
We all survived COVID. Well, I did.
Yeah.
I survived COVID. You two, knock on wood, have been spared so far.
Yep. And either that or I had and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yeah, Dave.
How does Trudy like her
respond to the baby
doggy
food?
Stroller? Speaking of baby food, it made me think of that.
Well, much like everything that we've spent a lot of money on to make our dog's life much easier, she's ambivalent.
Okay.
That dog runs the house.
Right. That's who we are. That's who we are now. We're people who buy our dog a stroller in case her little legs get tired from walking. Mm-hmm. And we want to take her everywhere.
I thought maybe if it was a really hot day that maybe the pavement was too hot, or maybe she needed to be in the shade.
Well, we took her. You know, my niece plays high school tennis, and she won regionals today, actually. But we said, okay, we'll take Trudy, my little 12-pound Havanese, and we'll put her in the stroller. That way, you know, if she gets hot, she didn't want anything to do with the stroller, so we just ended up using it to like carry all of our like coolers and all that crap. So
okay,
it'll be used anyway.
So it's a multi-purpose thing.
Yeah, we're very resourceful.
Okay,
yeah.
Very
it's good. A utilitarian vehicle for your goods now.
That's right, Dave. Let's dig into your stack of stuff.
Dave, you suck.
First story tonight that I saw, and appreciate that, Kendall. Thank you. this is kind of a more of a serious story that I don't usually pull out, but I thought it was interesting. And that is a federal appeals court ruling has cleared the way for a controversial Texas law that will allow any state resident banned from social media platforms for their political views to sue.
Huh. To sue the social media platform?
Yes. So the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday put a hold on a temporary injunction that a federal judge issued in December. And this law that will take effect while the judges weigh an appeal to the lower court decision.
I don't know if that's how the law works. If you're a private company, I don't think you can get sued for banning people.
Well, apparently, according to this Texas law, you can.
Well, Texas might as well be Florida.
So the two trade groups representing Facebook and Google and Twitter have sued Texas over the law, which was motivated by the social media suspensions of former President Donald Trump after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and the prevailing belief among some conservatives that companies censor right-wing views.
Yeah, and you know what? They're going to love this law until they can't ban a lib for saying something that they think is crazy. I love all these laws that get passed by people because their feelings get hurt, and they think they're literally the only ones that are going to be able to use the law, right. And these laws are going to be able to be used against them.
Now, the social media companies are saying that the First Amendment allows them to monitor and remove content on their platforms,
right,
as they see fit.
Right. If they're a private company,
right.
You know, look, I got a lot of friends who get banned for stupid things on Facebook.
Do you?
All the time. I do.
Good.
And it's usually because they're my more political friends who get into a lot of arguments. And it might not be right, but I don't know if you can tell a private company how to do business like this.
I think this is going to be very interesting as we move forward to see if this gets upheld or not, because Florida tried this also and it got shut down.
Right.
Anything internet related, it's very difficult to regulate.
Right.
And they've been trying for years to regulate all parts of it.
Yeah, that's a problem with like stuff like revenge porn, you know?
Right.
Like lawmakers are so far behind the internet that by the time it's an issue, or by the time it's across their radar, it's like a small issue, mm-hmm, at that point. And it all depends on which circuit court it goes up to. I mean, there's liberal circuit courts, there's conservative circuit courts. Right now, the conservatives hold the majority on the Supreme Court. So
Circuit City Court?
Right,
Boy, that would be something, huh? Trying a case in front of a giant stereo system.
Right. And it's all stuff from when Circuit City went out of business. So it's all tube TVs. It's all regularly HD DVD players, CD players.
Dave, you suck.
But, I mean, you would think that this ruling would be anti-conservative because it's the government telling a business how they can operate. But
no,
something makes me think if this gets kicked up to the Supreme Court,
yeah,
because Texas is very conservative, and this is probably done on behalf of conservatives in Texas getting into fights or posting stupid stuff, the ban probably would be upheld. So I don't know.
It's all very interesting. I'll be interested to see how this goes.
Yeah. Well,
how do you guys feel about Texas toast?
I love it.
Texas toast is good.
Not as much as Texas Roadhouse, but I do like some Texas toast.
Oh, my gosh, those cinnamon buns.
My mom loves the Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, shout out to Frida.
She loves the Texas Roadhouse.
On a cold winter day, have you guys ever just wanted to, like, take a nap in a big basket of Texas Roadhouse cinnamon toast? And if you get hungry, you just eat the ground underneath you? No?
No.
No? Okay.
I can't count the number of times I've wanted to do that.
See, Rich gets me. Next topic!
All right, our next topic takes us to Helsinki, since we'd like to go international with this show.
I spent my 25th honeymoon in Helsinki.
Did you?
Weren't we going to start a Kickstarter to make us the mayor of Helsinki?
Oh,
I need to get on.
Right.
No, that was the mayor of Hell, Michigan.
Oh, okay. I need to.
So anyway,
the 2020s is hell, so we're already here.
Yeah, that's a good point. So a small brewery in Finland has launched a NATO-themed beer to mark the Nordic country's bid to join the Western Military Alliance.
That's beautiful.
So Finland
tastes like freedom.
So Finland wants to join NATO. So they got this beer called OTAN, which is NATO backwards.
Dave, what do you think freedom tastes like? I think it probably tastes like those bomb pops.
Oh yeah,
because they're red, white, and blue.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you don't love it, I'll help you pack.
They describe the new lager as having a taste of security with a hint of freedom.
Oh, it does taste like freedom.
There you go. So that was a good call by you.
What does security taste like?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Does it have a flowery nose with oaky after notes or what?
And a sous-saint of the military industrial complex.
That's right. Oil, baby.
The lager features a blue label with a cartoon version of a beer drinking medieval knight in a metal armor emblazoned with the NATO's compass symbol.
Now, are the proceeds for this going to anywhere, or is it just clever marketing?
You know, it's some clever marketing, but it was also motivated by worries over the war in Ukraine and its consequences for Finland. But it says here that the beer's name is a play on the Finnish expression "Otan Olata," which means "I'll have a beer."
Mm. Oh, really?
And the French abbreviation for NATO, which is OTAN.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that. So the French, and then obviously the North Atlantic Treaty Organization has two official languages, obviously English and French.
Yeah.
Isn't that who Anthony Hopkins played in the Thor movies, OTAN?
The god of thunder.
Yeah, it might have.
Yeah.
Maybe. That might have. Yeah, so.
I think the existence of this beer is proof positive that Putin has failed, and he should just back it up. I mean, he thought he was going to march into Ukraine and in 5 days have that country taken over. Well, guess what, Putin? Has it been 4 months yet? It's been a long time.
Yeah,
you're not
almost,
doing a damn thing. On top of that, the one thing you went into Ukraine to prevent the expansion of NATO, that's backfired because Finland and Sweden, the country that is synonymous with being neutral, is joining NATO to stick it in your eye.
And you know, and so Olaf Brewing said its new beer also honors the eastern Finnish town of Savonlinna, which is the brewery's base location.
Spent my 27th honeymoon there.
But what's interesting about Savonlinna is that it's the home of St. Olaf's Castle, which is a medieval structure from 1475 that serves as a venue for the annual International Opera Festival.
I've been there many times.
And we know how much you love opera.
Yeah.
I've been there many times.
That's also where the late Betty White's character Rose Nyland's from.
Correct,
St. Olaf.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's the first thing I thought of.
But,
after the honeymoon memory.
But, Dave, so I wasn't done talking smack to Putin, and now I can't remember what I was going to say.
My apologies.
That's okay.
But
it's okay.
That...
It was important we found out about the opera house in St. Olaf.
Yes. And,
thank you.
And also the Golden Girls connection, too, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, Putin sucks. NATO rules. And I would love to drink this Finland NATO beer on the 4th of July and whatever day that Ukraine declares victory over Russia.
And when you do taste it, please tell us what security and freedom taste like.
Yeah, that's kind of vague.
Yeah.
Like I said, we figured out what freedom tastes like. It tastes like those bomb pops.
Okay.
Or those Smirnoff bomb pops.
That the ice cream guys used to sell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will it be available on draft? Or will you be drafted?
Right.
Well, it is a lager, so I would assume it would be available in draft.
Can I get it at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Can I get it at a Buffalo Wild or perhaps a Twin Peaks?
Maybe you would have to.
Or Helsinki's Wild Wings.
You'd have to ask. Maybe you can ask Danielle, who works at Buffalo Wild Wings. If you want to tell us.
St. Olaf Wild Wings.
Can I write my congressman to get it carried in a Buffalo Wild Wings?
You could try.
Yeah.
See what happens.
All right, Dave. Hey, next topic.
This topic is going to be this story is close to Richard's heart. I can tell you,
without you're always thinking of me, man.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love how you got me on the brain all the time.
A Wisconsin man who earned a Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime celebrated another milestone.
That's badass.
50 years of eating a Big Mac nearly every day.
Is this the guy from that Super Size Me?
And that's
movie?
What I first thought, but it's not.
Wow.
His name is Dan Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Mm. How old is he?
I don't know how old he is, but he started eating Big Macs almost every day May 17th, 1972.
Wow.
Because I like the thought that I can eat a Big Mac every day and still be alive in 50 years.
Now, his world record in 1999... confirmed that he had eaten 15,490 McDonald's Big Macs.
Yeah.
That was updated in August of 2021, and he's now surpassed 32,340 Big Macs.
Holy cow.
Does that story have his blood work numbers?
No, but he says...
Is he healthy?
He says he most often eats two of the Big Macs on a given day, and he has only missed... Guess how many days in 50 years?
50 because of Christmas.
He's only missed 8 days.
Wow.
No.
He must know a McDonald's open on Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I could eat McDonald's every day and not get sick of it.
Really?
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
And it's
unfortunately, yes.
And the fact that Dave brought this up, that this guy has eaten two Big Macs a day for 50 years and he's still kicked, is extremely liberating to me.
Comforting.
Because the only thing that keeps me from eating McDonald's every day is me thinking, oh, this isn't healthy. But, you know, if I skip the fries, maybe the Big Mac's good for you. It's got lettuce.
It does have tomatoes, right?
No.
No.
Dave, I think you don't understand Big Macs at all.
I don't like the hamburgers at McDonald's.
What's your favorite burger joint?
If it's fast food.
Yeah.
I like Burger King's burgers better than McDonald's burgers.
You like the Whopper, huh?
You know, I like the double cheeseburger.
Okay.
See, for me, I think there's room for all.
I do too.
Yeah. Actually, the thing that I like the most, which has got to be horrible for you, but it is one of the most delicious things on earth, is the original chicken sandwich from Burger King.
Oh.
Yeah. I gotta say,
so good.
You know, Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, they're like the sexy new thing, but a Burger King chicken sandwich, a McChicken, are great standbys. You know what I don't like in a chicken sandwich? And Rich, I think I've told you this. I don't like when the grain of the muscle goes different ways.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Like you bite into it and the grain of the muscle is going this way. It's gross.
I would agree with that. 100%.
You go to McDonald's, you go to Burger King.
Now,
they're genetically modified chicken. Their muscles all go the right way, the way God and Dave Thomas intended.
Now, Dan Gorski says that he has tried other burgers, but nothing stuck with him like the Big Mac. But he has tried in 1984. I like how he's got the year.
In 1984, I tried a Wendy's, but it was square and it weirded me out.
He tried a Burger King Whopper.
Okay.
And he also tried, I don't even know what this burger is, a Topper Double Burger. What is that?
Whoa.
I've never heard of that.
That sounds kind of erotic.
Do some more research about that and get back to it.
Yes.
I want to hear more about that topic.
Don't do that here at work because it might not be safe for work.
He says there are a lot of other burger chains that he's never had the desire to try. He says he'll probably be eating Big Macs every day for the rest of his life.
This guy's an inspiration.
I agree. You know,
this guy's your hero, isn't he, Rich?
Kinda, yeah, I have to say, yeah.
Because you're a big McDonald's fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am.
You know, I mean, like, the one thing that hasn't changed with me since I was 5 is that you can entice me to do anything for McDonald's. Like, if you need something done, I'll buy you McDonald's. Okay. Don't offer me beer. Don't offer me pizza. Saying, hey, you want to help me move this bureau? I'll buy you McDonald's after. Okay. Let's rock.
Oh, my goodness.
So the key to getting you to help with something is just offer you McDonald's.
Yeah. And you know what, Dave? I wasn't expecting to talk about McDonald's at length, but since we're on the topic, and I know Richard echoes these sentiments, yes, McDonald's Coke is great, but no one talks about McDonald's ketchup.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
There's something about McDonald's ketchup. It's the perfect amount of savory and sweet. It's the perfect temperature when it goes on your burger. One time back when I could eat cheese, I got a cheeseburger, and they forgot to put the patty on it. And it was still the most delicious grilled cheese I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the condiments.
I also know why the Coke is better now. I did some research.
Go ahead and tell us.
They take great care with the transportation of their syrup.
Yeah.
Other places, other fast food places.
They don't give a crap.
No. Their syrup comes in a plastic bag.
Just throw it around willy-nilly.
McDonald's syrup comes in a stainless steel container.
Wow.
So it's protected from the elements. And they also have a special filtration system for their water.
Right, and then also, don't they, like, clean out, like, the hoses meticulously?
Yes, yes.
You know what's going to be a sad day I hope never comes?
When those machines, the freestyle take over.
Right, the freestyles take over, because
it's going to be Terminator 3.
Nobody talks about this, so it's about time that I said what everyone's thinking. Those Coca-Cola freestyle machines, while they're fun and sexy with their touchscreens, are garbage.
You're right.
You know, all you have like 120 different choices of pop.
But it all tastes the same.
It all tastes the same because it all comes from the same spigot.
It all tastes the same.
I actually never thought about that. That's actually a valid point.
Remember how good movie theater Cherry Coke used to be?
It was the best.
Now it just tastes, it might as well, it's it, now movie theater Cherry Coke tastes like movie theater Orange Sprite.
Ugh.
I also find that McDonald's French fries are better than other places too for some reason.
Wendy's new French fries are dope.
Are they?
They are.
Well, because their old French fries were garbage, so hopefully they did a good job.
Old French fries or their old French fries?
I don't know. Whatever their old French fries were, but the Burger King too, garbage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But just air in there.
Yeah, I don't know. You just have to go try it. I don't think this guy from Wisconsin's going to try them, but I would implore you to try the new Wendy's French fries. Dave, next topic.
All right, this is an interesting story.
Dave, you don't need to tell us it's an interesting story.
Okay, fine. But I do think it's an interesting story.
I like
like
a team
that.
Of Johns Hopkins University students are aiming to change the way people eat their burritos with a new invention.
Tell us the story is written in English.
Edible tape.
Wow.
Wow. What's that supposed to? Does it taste like freedom?
I don't know if it tastes like freedom, but the engineering students who unveiled their Tasty Tape, as it's called, project for the school's Engineering Design Day.
Sounds kinky.
They were inspired to create their edible tape by their own experiences with notoriously messy foods such as burritos, tacos, and wraps.
Ah. There's nothing worse than going to a taco joint and then you open up, you open up your taco or your burrito and all the meat's like in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
But Dave, I think with this burrito tape, you're missing the biggest fast food story of the day.
And that is?
Today's the return of the Mexican pizza at Taco
Holy
Bell.
Smokes.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which I could take or leave the Mexican pizza. However, it's all over social media.
Would you like to know the day that I stopped going to Taco Bell?
Yes. This sounds like it's going to be very graphic and TMI, so let's hear it.
So the day I stopped going to Taco Bell was the day I saw them putting the condiments onto the said food with caulking guns.
I mean, those are food-grade caulking. It's not like they just got those from their garage.
Yeah. Done. Goodbye. Yeah. Done.
Sounds to me like you don't know very much about caulking guns.
Yeah.
Done.
Sounds like, Dave, sometimes I think you don't understand food prep at all.
Well, I never worked in the food prep industry,
right,
so.
Right,
it shows.
Yeah, we could tell.
But, every once in a while, if it's like an emergency and there's nowhere else to go since Taco Bell is open later than other places. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I try to steer clear of Taco Bell. No offense to the Taco Bell fans out in the Whatever Dave audience.
Yeah, so. Obviously, we all know that the pictures in the advertisements are much different than the pictures in real life. But people have been posting pictures of their Mexican pizza today. Oh my God, does it look sad?
Are you heading to get a Mexican pizza on the way?
No,
think about it. You don't eat after 6, though.
That's true. That's true. It gives me heartburn. Here's the thing: Taco Bell has slowly gotten rid of everything I like on their menu. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I go to Taco Bell. I'll get the Gordita Supreme. Sorry, we don't have that. Okay, I'll get the before today the Mexican pizza. Sorry, we don't have that. I'll get the Baja Blast. Sorry, we don't have that. All we can offer you, sir, is a napkin and a packet of sauce. That is literally all that's left on the Taco Bell menu.
So just go to McDonald's and you'll be happy.
Good advice. Next topic.
This story. For me personally,
right.
Just scary, but kind of funny.
Yeah.
Mm. What happened to your bowling alley? Yeah.
Nothing. This isn't not a bowling alley.
What happened to your boner alley?
Whoa!
So that's that's for a different show.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, the money was supposed to be for COVID-19 assistance for low-income households in a small Japanese town, but it was mistakenly wired to a bank account of a resident who refused to return it and spent most of it on online gambling.
Cool.
Are you sure this wasn't you, Dave?
No, it was not me.
Yeah. How much money did he gamble?
Taguchi, a 24-year-old jobless resident in the town of Abu in western Japan, was arrested on Wednesday. Okay? He admitted to spending most of the 46.3 million yen.
Holy cow.
Which is
$360,000
in American money.
Still a nice chunk of change.
On gambling.
Man.
He has only 68,000 yen, $530 left in his bank account.
So he's really bad at gambling.
After he withdrew the money.
Do not take betting advice from this guy.
Do you know how many withdrawals he made when he got this money mistakenly put in his account?
How many?
In just over 10 days, he made 34 withdrawals. Now, you got to be some kind of horrible, horrible gambler.
Right.
To go through $360,000 in 10 days.
And yet I admire
on
him.
Online gambling, what are you betting?
Like, right. Well,
is this guy playing like Max Bet penny slots on online? What's he betting on?
The theme must be
horrible.
The theme of the show is men that we all wish we were. Richard and I wish we were that guy who ate Big Macs every day for 50 years.
That's true.
Dave wishes he was the guy that was accidentally wired $360,000 and gambled it all away.
Yep, delineating the motif.
But then you feel really sad because it was supposed to go for low-income households for COVID-19 assistance.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And he refused to give the money back.
I mean, at least he could have said, look,
well,
I'm going to
have the money.
Right. I'm going to turn. Right. He doesn't have it anymore. He went to the casino because he was going to double that money to help more people. And it didn't go quite according to plan.
In a way, he's a hero.
Why is that?
To the bookies.
So I mean, trying to double the money.
Yeah.
Like you said,
Mike. I mean, he stimulated the economy in the pocketbooks of the bookies and the casinos where
he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I hold no ill will toward this man. God bless you, Inku. What's his name?
His name is Takuchi.
I thought, Abu is the place where he lived.
Yes, okay. Abu in western Japan.
Oh, okay. Been there many times.
Sometime,
my 29th honeymoon there.
Wow. That was a beautiful one. I was your chauffeur for that.
And I won't ever forget it.
Yeah.
So each town.
The one rule was do not look in the backseat.
There were 463 low income households that were supposed to receive 100,000 yen or $780. Okay.
That's too bad.
So this guy gets all this money mistakenly put to his account. In 10 days, he makes 34 withdrawals. He loses almost everything.
What a
jerk. $360,000 to $530.
Right. But he just needs to hit once to turn it all around.
That's right. And maybe that $530 will do it for him.
You want to talk about?
I think we should leave this open ended before we.
You
want to
talk about chasing?
Yeah.
I mean,
let me ask you
ultimate in chasing.
Let me ask you something, Dave. Since I started the show with a personal question, I'm going to ask you another personal question.
Wow.
You like to go to the casino. You like to gamble. Has there ever been a time where you felt like you were over your head or couldn't stop?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell the story. This would have been during the years of, as Rich would say, aught 2002 to aught 2007.
This is before you met us and we turned your life around.
Yes, and there was a certain slot machine at the local casino here that I would win all the time.
Wow.
I would win all the time. And I got so addicted to this machine that I would go down there before work and play and then go to work. And then I would go back.
Wow.
And then you got fired because you couldn't perform at your job.
I never got fired.
Thank God.
I was always able to perform at my job. But I sat down one day and I thought to myself, I found myself thinking like, okay, I get paid on this day.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to do is go down to that machine.
Right.
And it got...
Waiting for your next fix.
And it was like... And then the other thing that started to weird me out was... I started to notice the people that were there. I started to know them.
Right.
I didn't talk to them, but I would see them all the time.
And they said, Dave, we all float down here in the casino, Dave.
So, unfortunately, that game doesn't exist anymore.
No, fortunately, it does exist.
And I did stop.
Thank God.
And I did stop. But, I got
in a little trouble there.
I didn't really get into trouble, and I never overextended myself, but I kind of felt like I liked it too much.
Right.
Good for you for having that type
of... I found that I liked it too much. Now, I still like to go to the casino. Mm-hmm. My favorite place to vacation is Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To this day. I feel that if I lived in Las Vegas, I would be homeless.
Or you would have some dangerous men after you all the time.
Ah.
I mean,
has that ever happened?
No.
Has anyone ever tried to whack you?
I never had a bookie. You know, it was just this one machine that it was called the jigsaw puzzle game.
From Saw.
I mean, it wasn't from Saw. It was literally
a jigsaw puzzle.
I can't tell you how much money I won on this game.
You're getting very passionate.
Yeah. I mean,
see it in your
I
eyes.
I would win all the time.
All right.
And Rich, we better wrap this up. We got to hose Dave down with some cold water, or else he's going to go back on a bender.
And Rich has seen this look in my eye before.
I have indeed.
I don't like it.
When the Denver Broncos won the international champion of the Super Patriots in 2016.
That day when I saw you,
yeah,
That was intense.
You were like, whoa.
I was baffled.
I've never seen Dave actually. I've never seen Dave look like this.
Oh, Dave's crying again. Our favorite game is Dave sobbing because he's happy or sad.
The Dave crying game.
Yeah. All right. Well, we better get out of here before we put Dave back down a bad road. So thanks for listening, Pauls. Bye.
See you.